Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever.
Happy 10th Sunday before Easter. Today is also the day where we open up a book called Triodion, which gives us propers or scriptural texts that prepare the faithful for the upcoming Lenten season. Also, the church starts to read gospel, which helps the faithful prepare for the same season. This is the beauty of our faith. We do not change and do something right away. We take our time, and we let the body and soul slowly enter into this preparation phase. And then we slowly enter the season phase. After a few weeks, we start to celebrate. And after the celebration, again, we start to prepare for another season. See, there is no rush. The fathers of the church set the church calendar very beautifully. They knew, or they know, how spiritual state of a faithful works. They tried it on themselves, and they realized that sudden change can destroy the spiritual foundation that was built within them during this preparation time. So it is the same for us. We are given time to adjust and get ready. Today we enter the preparation phase, and really for me, the preparation phase started last week with the Sunday of Zacchaeus, where Zacchaeus did whatever he could to see Christ. He sacrificed, he climbed, because he wanted to see perfection. And it's like a foreshadowing for us, what we are expected to do today. Our first step in preparation for Great Lent could not start any better than with the Sunday of Publican and Pharisee. This Sunday shows us how to make our prayer humble, pure, and perfect. It shows us that we are not as perfect as we are, and we are given two guys and two examples. The Pharisee entered the temple with boldness and with the privilege that he can and he shall talk to God, because it is his right. And what came from that attitude? Selfishness, vainglory, pride, self-love, judgment. The Pharisee came into the temple empty, and he left the temple empty. And there was nothing God-pleasing about his actions. And I even wonder if God even knew him. The publican shows us a different side. He shows us the fear of God. He shows us that he understood that coming to temple, he has no privilege. He has no right to be there. He stands back because he feels internally that he is unworthy. He cannot look up because he knows how sinful he is. And he cannot make himself look up and see the beauty of the temple. And the only thing on his mind is begging God for God's mercy, because he has sinned. He came to temple humble and with pure and humble prayer. And he went home exalted. And we can probably say that publican came next day to the temple with even bigger fear and begged God for forgiveness. And I bet God knew him. It should not be pleasant for us to hear this gospel, because at the beginning of the preparation of the Lent, it already points at us and asks us, who are you? Are you the publican or are you the Pharisee? This question has to be answered now, because if it's not answered, we cannot enter further into the Lent. And when Pascha, or Easter, comes, we will find ourselves teetering on the threshold still undecided, and then it's too late. Though our gospel asks us, and we have to answer in order to move forward. And with answering this question, we come to a realization that we are all, in some sense, Pharisees. We all fight with sin, we all fight with passions, and we all fight and break commandments that are found in the gospel daily. Then with this realization comes sadness, hopelessness, sometimes depression, because we recognize that we are not as perfect as we could be, that we do not repent as we should, and that we do not perfect our prayer as much as we could. St. Theophan says that we pray poorly because we feel that we are just fine in the sight of God, even without praying. That's not true. How can we know God? How can we know God's language if we do not bother to learn His language, which is prayer, which is this pure prayer? How can we expect God to know us if we do not do our part? Remember the account of Genesis where Adam and Eve fell into sin and the all-knowing God could not find them? Isn't that interesting? God couldn't find them. He couldn't find them because they fell into sin. They fell away from their pure and humble prayer. It's the same thing with us. If we fall, He doesn't know us. It is difficult to attain this pure and humble prayer, but it's not impossible. Only those who work hard for it and pray ceaselessly for it receive it. And through this hard work at prayer, we start to eliminate the poison of sin that is within us. And then we go from being a Pharisee and we slowly become a publican whose prayer was heard, accepted, and God knew him. Let us start today to build better and stronger spiritual foundations. Let us yearn for becoming like the publican. And let us desire to receive this perfect, pure prayer. We cannot acquire pure prayer if we do not make humble heart in front of God. And we don't start to pray with a broken heart and beg God for His forgiveness. The true key to spiritual life is prayer, and if we don't accuse ourselves, if we don't condemn our actions, and if we don't condemn ourselves, and don't admit our sins, we cannot acquire the prayer. Let me finish with the words of St. Nicholas. Strive to make your thoughts still, so they are deaf and mute during time of prayer. And then you will be able to pray. Glory to Jesus Christ.